Yesterday, Saraji explained that when yogis are noting primary object, giving priority to noting primary object as well as other objects during sitting meditation, noting the primary object when walking meditation, vimutta citta, how vimutta citta and avimutta citta arise. And among the vimutta citta, Saraji explained two kinds among the five, the Danga vimutta and Vikambana vimutta. So the Danga vimutta means when one is noting on the object, when one has mindfulness, one is momentarily free from the defilements. And Saraji explained with examples, worldly examples, so that it will be understood by yogis. And today, Saraji will explain about Vikambana citta. One cannot free oneself all at once. One should be free from these defilements momentarily and by gaining momentum in practice, being free from kilesa defilements, then Vikambana vimutta, Vikambana vimutta citta, being free from defilements, from distancing these defilements, can be gained automatically. Without gaining momentum in practice, one cannot gain Vikambana vimutta. By knowing the benefits of Satipatthana practice, cherishing the Satipatthana practice, one will be very diligent and careful in noting objects such as rising and falling of the abdomen without failing, noting them meticulously, thoroughly. Then the preceding mindfulness and the succeeding mindfulness will be continuous, and thus kilesa defilements have no chance to arise. With mindfulness, one becomes free from kilesa defilements that can arise due to lack of mindfulness. If the yogi is noting once per second, in 1 minute, there will be 60 notings. So there will be 60 moments of being free from defilements by noting 1 minute continuously. So in 1 minute of continuous noting, there can be 60 moments of vimutta citta, 60 moments of mind being free from defilements. And if the yogi is able to note continuously for 1 hour, then he, she will have 3,600 moments of being free from kilesa defilements. Even if the yogi is noting one noting per 2 seconds, in 1 minute, there will be 30 notings, and the yogi will be having 30 moments of vimutta citta, mind being free from defilements. So yogis can look into themselves whether they can struggle themselves from the kilesa defilements which have been torturing the person throughout one's samsara round of existence. So one will know whether there is the Dhanga Vimutta Citta, whether the mind is free from Kilesa defilements momentarily, or if there is Avimutta Citta, the mind that is not free from defilements. If the yogis are mindful, then they will know what is happening in themselves, and they will know whether good or bad is happening in them. If one is not mindful, one will not know what is happening. One should value Satipatthana practice, that this Satipatthana practice is something very precious, very high and noble. Buddha also encouraged beings to practice Satipatthana meditation by showing the benefits of practice, and Buddha also guaranteed these benefits that can be gained through practicing Satipatthana meditation. So yogis should be valuing, cherishing the Satipatthana practice, understanding the benefits of this Satipatthana practice. And Saraji says, some of the yogis have been here for a long time already, and Saraji sees that some of the yogis are still looking here and there, and their hands going into the pocket while doing walking meditation. So when Saraji sees such yogis not practicing properly, Saraji does not feel good. But also, there are some of the yogis who have not been in this retreat for long, but they have been practicing properly. So when Saraji sees yogis practicing properly, Saraji feels very glad to see these yogis practicing properly. So Saraji said, there are 2 more weeks of retreat. So among the days left, Saraji will like to see the yogis practicing respectfully, diligently, meticulously. By noting the present arising object with aim and effort, there will be sustained mindfulness, and the mind will be free from kilesa defilements momentarily. Being free from kilesa defilements momentarily, the mind is called Vimutta Citta. When the yogi is noting continuously, when his or her mind is free from kilesa defilements, yogi knows that his or her mind is free from kilesa defilements. If the yogi is noting haphazardly, then his or her mindfulness will be weak. When he or she is not noting with aim and effort, the mindfulness will be weak. Yogi will fail to note the object, and thus kilesa defilements can arise in the mind. Lack of mindfulness, if there is lack of mindfulness, one's mind will not be protected away from the defilements. There will not be protection from the defilements, and thus kilesa defilements will enter the mind by leaps and bounds. If the yogi is not noting with aim and effort, but if he or she is thinking, imagining, putting many questions, what it is, why is it, how is it, Could I note that object well, or did I miss to note it? Is this object rupa, materiality, or is this object nama, mentality? So if the yogi is thinking such things rather than noting the presently arising object, then his or her mind is not free from kilesa defilements if the person is thinking this and that. So if the yogi is thinking, then the yogi is not free from kilesa defilement. His or her mind is influenced by kilesa defilements, and thus his or her mind is called avimutta citta, the mind not free from kilesa defilements. By noting on the primary object, one also knows about how his or her mind is, whether he she missed to note or whether he she could note properly. Noting properly on the object, the mind becomes pure, and the yogi have faith and confidence in the practice that this practice can bring benefit of purification of the mind, because the yogi understand through his or her experience that by practicing carefully, the mind is purified. So when the mind is purified away from these kilesa defilements, then the mind will have freedom from these defilements, and thus the mind will be pure and clean. So yogi will have more faith and confidence on the practice because he she is getting benefit. He she is knowing the benefits through his or her experience. And the yogi will have faith and confidence on the Buddha. And yogi also have faith and confidence that there are also others practicing in order to purify their mind. In this way, yogi's sadha, faith and confidence, will be increased. And when sadha, faith and confidence increase, yogi will also increase his or her strong will in the practice. So the yogi pays more attention on the practice, and yogi automatically uplifts his or her momentum of effort, and thus yogi feels alert, active, and ready to note the object. By practicing diligently with full of alertness, yogi gains momentum in the practice, and his or her effort will also be uplifted. There will be mindfulness sati. The mind will be calm and collected. And thus, yogi gains knowledge, starting from discerning mind and matter. And yogi will develop knowledge stage by stage. And thus, his or her knowledge will blossom. And there will be more faith and confidence. There is strong will, so that viriya, effort, will not deteriorate. And thus, sati, samadhi, panya, mindfulness, concentration, and knowledge, wisdom, will become very strong. So yogis who do not know that they should be practicing properly, they are looking here and there, they are thinking this and that. And rather than noting with aim and effort, They are giving priority to their thoughts. Such kind of yogi's mind will not be pure and clean. So if one fails to note with aim and effort, will his or her mind be pure and clean? Of course not. So such yogis who are not practicing properly, giving priority to their thinking, they may be spending 1 or 2 months of retreat, but they will not get knowledge. And if they are thinking, if they are having a lot of thoughts rather than noting on the presently arising object, then this yogi who is having such thoughts, thinking, will not be free from kilesa defilements. So if these thoughts and kilesa defilements arise, one should note it right away. One should not accept these thoughts and defilements, but one should abandon them right away by noting it immediately as soon as these thoughts arise. So that mindfulness will be continuous. If the mindfulness is continuous, then this yogi will make progress within a very short time. So Saroji has been urging the yogis to note whatever object that arises, that these objects should be noted continuously. Saroji has been urging the yogis to note continuously on the objects that arise, so that yogis will have Tathanga Vimutta Citta. Yogi's mind will be free from kilesa defilements momentarily. By noting continuously, the mind will be free from kilesa defilements momentarily, and yogi has to accumulate such mind over and over again. One moment of being free from kilesa defilements may not be strong, but if this mind, which is free from kilesa defilements over and over again, it will become very strong. Saraji gives an example. A rope is made up of many fibers. Each individual fibers will not be strong, but if many fibers are entwined together, then the rope will become amazingly strong. In the same way, a single noting, a single moment of being free from kilesa defilements will not be strong, but if one accumulates many moments, many continuous moments of being free from kilesa defilements, then it will become very strong. It will become strong amazingly. So Saraji is urging the yogis to have respect in the practice, to be noting so that they will not miss even a single noting, so that the mind will be free from kilesa defilements, and yogi will know whether his or her mind is being free from kilesa defilements or not. If the mind is not free from kilesa defilements, yogi should note these defilements right away. Yogi should dispel and abandon these kilesa defilements right away by noting. And yogi should accumulate pure, clean mind over and over again by noting presently arising object. So, in the worldly life, gifts are given among relatives and friends. So among relatives and friends, they give each other precious gifts because they want others to use this precious gift. So when a relative or a friend is giving a precious gift, one must accept it wholeheartedly. So one must not be accepting it half-heartedly, but one should accept this precious gift wholeheartedly so that the giver will feel glad and satisfied. And also, the one who receives the gift must make use of this gift. And one must not just keep this gift in the corner without using it. Only if the receiver, the one who received the gift, make use of the gift, then it will be worthy of giving this gift. So the one who receives it must make use of it cherishingly, and the one who will give will be very happy that he or she is using it properly. So the material things, they are material gifts that needs to be used immediately. There are kind of material gifts that should be used regularly. And also there are some material gifts that has to be kept as a souvenir in the living room. But Dhamma gift is not like that. So if one is given a Dhamma gift, one should make use of it immediately, right away, as soon as he or she receives it. Only if one makes use of this Dhamma gift, then he or she will know the quality and the virtue of this Dhamma gift, and this Dhamma gift will become more and more valuable. So it is very important to make use of this Dhamma gift respectfully, properly. So the meditation teachers also should be watching whether the yogi is making use of this Dhamma gift properly or not. If the yogi needs to be encouraged, then the teacher must give encouragement to the yogi. But when the yogi gains momentum in the practice, this yogi does not need any encouragement anymore. He or she will keep on practicing as this yogi gains momentum in the practice. So when the yogi makes use of this Dhamma gift properly, then the teacher will remember this yogi in his or her whole lifetime. So, in the worldly way, these gifts should be used properly, and some of the gifts can be used up and it can become worn out. But the kind of Dhamma gift that is given, one can use this Dhamma gift throughout one's life. So the more the person makes use of this Dhamma gift, the more precious, the more valuable this gift will be. But if the person does not make use of this Dhamma gift, even though he or she uses it, if he uses from time to time only, if he or she does not use it all the time, then it will not be worthy to give this Dhamma gift, and also the one who receives it will not know the value of it. So that's why yogis should make use of the Dhamma gift properly so that they will understand the value of this gift. So Sharaji will deeply like to encourage the yogis to make use of this Dhamma gift, which is very precious and very valuable. The other day, Sharaji explained various kinds of sukha, various kinds of happiness. And among them, there is paviveta sukha, happiness that can be gained by seclusion, away from the companionship of a person. Even though one may be secluded from the companion of a person, but the person may be still thinking. If the person is thinking, he, she is not free from the companionship of kilesa defilements. Having companionship of kilesa defilements, it can make the person polluted. In order to be free from this companionship of defilements, one needs to be mindful of the objects whenever they arise. One should protect the mind from the kilesa defilements by noting presently arising object. And thus, there will be paviveta sukha, the happiness that can be gained through seclusion, away from both companionship of a person or a companionship of kilesa defilements. And being secluded from companionship of a person and defilements, one gains peaceful happiness, and there will be upasama sukha. When the notings are continuous, the kilesa defilements that can arise by lack of mindfulness have no chance to arise. If there is lack of mindfulness, when the mind goes on to desirable things, there will be lust, greed. When the mind goes on to undesirable things, there can be anger, hatred, and thus the mind will be burned by these defilements. When the mind is burnt by these defilements, there will be suffering. In order to keep away from this burning of these defilements, one should be noting continuously. If one fails to note continuously, there can be raga heat, heat of lust, dosa heat, heat of anger and hatred. If there is these defilement heat, one will not be in peace. So in order to extinguish these kilesa heat, one needs to be mindful continuously. If one can keep away from these defilement heat, one will also be free from suffering, and there will be peace. When the mind is away from these defilements, there will be the Danga Vimoti, having freedom from these defilements momentarily. And when the kilesa defilements are distancing, there will be Vikambana Vimoti, having freedom from defilements by distancing the defilements. When these two kinds of vimoti are present, there will be sandhi, there will be peace, being peaceful from the agitation of defilements. Having this peace away from these defilements, there will be comfort and there will be vipassana sukha. There will be happiness gained through peace. So one should strive hard not to be heated by these kilesa defilements. In order to keep away from the heat of defilements, one should be noting the presently arising object with aim and effort so that one will not be scorched with raga fire, lust fire, or other defilements fire. When the internal heat is calmed, then there will be peace. If there is peace, there will be more happiness. When the Dadanga Vimota, when one is free from these defilements momentarily, then there will be Vipassana Sukha. One will gain happiness being calmed from the heat of raga, dosa, and so on. So when the yogi gains momentum in the practice, his or her notings will be continuous, the mind will be free from these defilement heat, there will be peace, and the mind will become very subtle, tamed, gentle, and the yogi gains momentum in the practice. The object that the yogi is being able to note properly, based on that object, one will be free from these defilements. So defilements cannot arise based on the object that the yogi is able to note properly. So this is the immediate benefit. When the yogi gains momentum in the practice, even though he, she may miss to note, even at the moment he, she missed to note, gross defilements cannot arise due to momentum of practice. So yogi will know that even if he, she missed to note something, the gross form of defilements does not arise even at the moment he, she missed to note. So the yogi holds high esteem of himself, herself. Do I still have kilesa defilements? So there will be vikambana vimota, freedom from defilements by distancing these defilements. Even though the yogi may not know it by name, but yogi will realize that the kilesa defilements are distancing in himself, herself. And there will be vikambana vimuta citta, the mind being free from defilements by distancing these defilements. Saraji explains the difference between Dadanga vimota and vikambana vimota. Being free from kilesa defilements, when the kilesa defilements does not arise based on the object that the yogi is able to note properly, this is called Dadanga Vimota, being free from the defilement momentarily. When the yogi gains momentum in the practice, even if he, she missed to note, even at the moment he, she missed to note, kilesa defilement, gross defilements, does not arise. And it is called vikambana vimota. So if there is vikambana vimota, there will be vikambana vimota if the defilements does not arise even At the moment, he, she fails to note the object. Yogis should be noting every arising object continuously so that there will be vimutta citta, there will be the mind being free from klesa, defilements. And yogis should be noting every arising object. Today, 1 hour is up, so Saroji will continue to explain from Satipatthana Sutta.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.